when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
In 3, 2, 1, action.
Back in the bad old days of American network TV, primetime was occupied by routine escapist fare provided by hucksters like Quinn Martin, Aaron Spelling and Glenn A. Larson. Larson alone was responsible for Magnum P.I., Knight Rider and the eminently forgettable Fall Guy.
I might fall from a tall building.
The Fall Guy featured Lee Majors as a stuntman. With only a limited number of plots available for someone being hit and falling off things on a film set, he also doubled as a bounty hunter on the side. Astonishingly, for such a thin premise, the TV series lasted several years. Hence the remake, we assume.
Nothing like a good twist.
Who doesn't love a twist?
Let's make some trouble.
Get out of my head.
In fact, the backstory behind this Fall Guy is more interesting than the film itself. It's the passion project of stuntman-turned-director David Leitch, whose career was launched by stunt-heavy hit movies like John Wick, Atomic Blonde and Bullet Train. And it certainly lucked out with its two stars, Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
I'm the director.
We're going to set this man on fire.
You're a stunt guy. We need to keep it super profesh.
Profesh is my middle name.
You said your middle name was Danger.
Ryan Gosling has received all the star-making publicity, Barbie, La La Land, Blade Runner 2049, but Emily Blunt's no slouch either. For many, she was the best thing in Oppenheimer, doing the same scene-stealing trick she pulled off in The Devil Wears Prada and Edge of Tomorrow.
How'd we do, boss? Really?
Yeah.
Holster that.
Yeah, it's holstered. It's done. Forget. You never saw it.
And throw in another long-time-coming overnight success, Ted Lasso's Hannah Waddingham as a dodgy film producer, and the Fall Guy is already off to a flying start. So long as the script doesn't get in the way, what can possibly go wrong?
You find Ryder, save Jodie's film, you get the love of your life back.
I'm not the hero, I'm just the double.
Not today, you're not.
Now, people familiar with this show will probably expect me to now point out that everything does in fact go wrong with the Fall Guy. That it doesn't is entirely due to the charm, the chops, and the sheer charisma of the two stars. We meet stuntman Colt Seavers, Ryan Gosling, happily taking the blows for superstar Tom Ryder, played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
That's me, Colt Seavers, and this is my hero's journey.
We just start from the top.
Taylor Johnson is currently tipped to be the next James Bond. Well, not on the strength of the Fall Guy, it has to be said. He barely registers at all. Anyway, stuntman Colt is madly in love with director Jodie, played by Emily Blunt.
Okay, I'm not the hero of this story. I'm just a stunt guy. Trying to look cool in front of the director of this movie. That's her, who I just so happen to have a major crush on.
Then something terrible happens. A stunt goes wrong, Colt's laid out for months, during which time he cuts himself off from Jodie. She is understandably miffed, and more so when he comes out of retirement for her new movie.
Good.
Shot to the heart!
Anyone but him. I didn't approve him. You know that.
Turns out Colt thought Jodie had hired him with a view to getting back together. This is news to Jodie, and the two start bickering in a cute, flirty way. And when two of the most attractive people on the planet start flirting like this, it's easy to lose track of the plot, whatever it is.
No phone call, no text.
It's not like I didn't want to apologize.
You don't have to explain anything. It was just a fling. So how have you been? God, I hate that thumbs up stump guy stuff.
It seems to involve the movie star Tom Ryder going missing and Colt being brought in by producer Hannah Waddingham to find him. And before you can say, this makes no sense at all, we're off on a merry romp, heavily punctuated by movie in-jokes and endless stuntman references.
You need to bring him back, or Jodie's movie is dead.
Why me?
You're a stuntman. Nobody's going to notice you. That's your job. No offence.
I mean, some taking.
There's nothing Hollywood movie makers like making more than movies about the making of movies. Writer Drew Pearce is particularly prone to this sort of thing. Remember the fiercely meta Iron Man 3. But the too clever by half script ended up not mattering too much.
They were trying to kill me. And not in a fun way. You can make it, you can make it. You hear me? It's too dangerous. Gotta be stairs. Okay, okay.
While writer Pierce tossed off Hollywood zingers and director David Leitch constructed ever more elaborate stunts, all audiences cared for were the scenes between Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, many of which seemed to be ad-libbed on the spot.
Do you want to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
Making out?
Yeah.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
That line certainly never made the movie, though they couldn't resist putting it in the trailer. The Fall Guy may look spectacular, and if you're a fan of stunt work, this film offers probably the best of the year. But its selling point is the one thing you can't double or replace with digital effects. For the first time in ages, we're only here for the stars.
Let's do it later. Want to go to a beach somewhere?
Drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.